The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 213. Today's show is brought to you by Celtic Invasion Vacations. If you're listening to this podcast, then you probably dream of traveling to one of the Celtic nations. So I have one piece of advice. Do it. I'm not saying you should join me on my Celtic Invasion Vacations. I'm not saying you should join another tour group, but travel, go right now. Mark Twain wrote, "Travel is fatal to prejudice, bigotry, and narrow-mindedness, and many of our people need it sorely on these accounts. Broad, wholesome, charitable views of men and things cannot be acquired by vegetating in one little corner of the earth all one's lifetime. Traveling will change your life for the better, forever. So stop waiting for the right moment. Start planning now. If you enjoy my music, then join me on a Celtic invasion of another Celtic country. In 2016, we are going to Cornwall in search of Celtic culture, King Arthur, and the Holy Grail. Will you join us? Subscribe to the mailing list and join the invasion at CelticInvasion.com. Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, your guide to the best indie Celtic music online. My name is Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. I'm a Celtic geek musician and your podcast host. And I'm here to share with you some more great Celtic music. I got a lot of awesome songs, a lot of new music to share. In fact, I found a lot of Ilian Pipes when I was putting this together. I don't know how it came about, but I just was like listening to my tracks and I was like, there's one. Hey, hoo-ha. And so I thought it was a good time to name this show the Ilian Pipes on the Giant's Causeway, because of course I did just get back from Ireland and had such a brilliant time. I'll tell you a little bit more about it in a little bit. But first, let's get on with the music. Next up is Patrick Darcy with Reels, the Copper Plate, the Old Copper Plate, and the Bank of Ireland from Wallet the Spot. Thank you.
and shoes to wear to look like one of the men. Her father, he made fun. Oh no, what have you done? I know you'd love to come, my dear, but Grace, you're far too young. And he said, no woman sails the sea, they won't become weak at the knee. Stay here, be safe on Erin's shore, just listen here to me. You cannot be, there are dangers out in the sea. Stay here, be safe on Erin's shore, just listen here to me. She felt the sun on her face, the waves beneath her feet. Her father stood beside her, laughing at his own defeat. She watched the cannon and the gun, jumped the stairs and ran. The captain roared a warning, all hands on deck, my men. Get down below, my lass, he said, this danger too shall pass. My men and I will defend the ship, then you'll be safe at last.
So many for sale. Where and how can you go? Far from the things that you know. Far from this concrete sprawl that keeps crawling its way. About 1,000 miles a day. Take one last look behind. Commit this to memory and mind. Don't miss this wasteland, this terrible place when you leave. Keep your heart off your sleeve. Motherland, cradle me. Close your eyes, lullaby me to sleep. Keep me safe, lie with me. Stay beside me, don't go. My five and dime queen, tell me, what have you seen? The lust and the average, the bottomless cavern is green. Is that what you see? Motherland, cradle me. Close your eyes, lullaby me to sleep. Keep me safe, lie with me. Stay beside me, don't go. Don't you go. It's your happiness I want most of all. And for that I'd do anything at all. If you want the best of life and the most of love, if there's anything I can do at all, come on, shut, come bright. What makes me envy your life? The faceless, the nameless, the innocent, the blameless and free. What's that like to be? Motherland, cradle me. Close your eyes, lullaby me to sleep. Keep me safe, lie with me. Stay beside me, don't go. Motherland, cradle me. Close your eyes, lullaby me to sleep. Keep me safe, lie with me. Stay beside me, don't go. Don't you go. Don't you go.
After Patrick Darcy was the Gothard Sisters with Grace O'Malley from their brand new CD, Mountain Rose. It is now on sale. I think it went on sale by the time I was recording this episode on the, what is today, Tuesday. So it should be online now. If you want to get a copy, go get it. Then came Jim McKenna with The Bright Lady from his album, Jim McKenna, Ilion Pipes. And then Bard & Company with Motherland from Bard and Whistler. Last week, I didn't spend much time talking about my trip to Ireland, and I want to tell you a little bit about it because it was just really fantastic. So I took there were 9 of us in all who flew into Belfast, or met up in Belfast rather. We drove up to the Giant's Causeway. It was a windy day, the little bit of rain coming down, but wow, gorgeous, the rocks out there. And there was a lot of people. It's also one of the best places I found for gifts, I gotta say. When I got there, I was like looking at all these gifts that were completely different from everything else you find in Ireland, and I was really impressed. I got some really cool stuff from my sainted song hingers, and I'm really excited to share those in the days to come. So if you are a sainted song hinger, make sure you have responded to my email where I asked you about, you know, what your mailing address was and all that stuff. But in any case, really fantastic. So we went from the Giant's Causeway and we drove all the way into Donegal. On Sunday, we met up with Derek Vial, who runs a company called Tour Donegal out of Killybegs. And he took us on this magnificent tour of this southwest region of Donegal, and it was really fantastic. Got a lot of history, some legends, some lore, some saw some ancient stone tombs. If you actually head to Donegal and you need a tour guide, check him out. I'll have a link in the show notes. I also did a great interview with him. I'm looking forward to share for the Celtic Interviews podcast, so stay tuned for that as well. On Monday, we got to go see the Slieve League Cliffs. Now, if you're not familiar, Slieve League are these magnificent cliffs, much like the Cliffs of Moher, but they're even taller and just as gorgeous, incredible, you know, the views. But we got to see them by boat. I've been wanting to see the Cliffs of Moher by boat for years, but every time I go, the water is all rocky. Apparently, I think the Slieve League waters are a little bit less so, I think, but we had no trouble. The weather was perfect. Got to go down there and see the cliffs from the water line, and I even got to dive into the water. I hope to post a video of that, where maybe not the one where I jump in and all of a sudden the frigidly cold water hits me and I go, oh my, but you know, something on that lines. We spent a little bit of time in Donegal town. We saw some castles that were just incredible. We saw these the ferry bridge down in Bundoran, as well as the wishing chair, this fairy made wishing chair. Really incredible. It was all in all, it was just an absolutely magical time. And of course, we all got to do this together. Oh, and even brought in a band, a Fidgel, who's a local Donegal Irish band. And they were brilliant. I spent my time cooking too much while everyone else got to enjoy the music and dance. It was pretty amazing in our little cottage. It was just incredible. But all in all, I was just blown away with how awesome this whole trip went. It was very smooth, no problems, aside from my lost luggage. And sitting there talking with my invaders, we decided on where we're going to go next year. And we did decide that we're going to go to a Celtic invasion of Cornwall over in southwest England. That is one of the seven Celtic nations. And it's also, legend has it, the home of King Arthur and whatnot. Tintagel, I think it is located there, which is supposedly where his castle once resided. So when we were in Wales, we got to experience a little bit of the legends of King Arthur, who has a Celtic base in the legend. And now we're going to go see it from the Cornwall perspective, as well as go check out Stonehenge, because I just want to go. It's going to be a fantastic time. If you want to find out more, you can sign up to the mailing list at CelticInvasion.com. All right, let's get back to the music. Next up, we have Eddie Biggins. He wrote a song that I found on SoundCloud, and I just thought it was really cool. I thought it'd be a really cool song for a political episode of the Irish and Celtic Music podcast that could encompass all sorts of political issues and whatnot. Sadly, since my time I know is limited, I've decided that I'm not going to push Trut to make one of these episodes. I want to get shows out to you each week, and that means if I can pull together a special themed show one week, I will be super happy, but I'm not going to hold my breath. So in any case, here's Eddie Biggins with Irish Pride.
For a land so steeped in tradition, this is one historic day. For the tides of the world are a-changing, and Ireland has led the way. The case was made, the votes were cast, the old way swept aside. Discrimination's in the past, and I'm filled with Irish pride. We've come down on the good side of history, 'cause it's equal rights for all. Yes, the voice of the people has spoken, now Ireland is standing tall. The case was made, the votes were cast, the old way swept aside. Discrimination's in the past, and I'm filled with Irish pride. Now you don't really have to be Irish to be proud of what's been done. Folks across the world are united, and together stand as one. The case was made, the votes were cast, the old way swept aside. Discrimination's in the past, and I'm filled with Irish pride. The case was made, the votes were cast, the old way swept aside. Discrimination's in the past, and I'm filled with Irish pride. Yes, I'm filled with Irish pride.
From the old country, I'm going to take a trip by plane or by ship and surrender to her call, my heart, my dreams and all. For she is the loveliest of them all. For she is the loveliest of them all. Call home, sure sometimes it's best left alone. All our heroes are carved in stone. Now it's time for me to go home. I am going to take a trip by plane or by ship. I surrender to her call, my heart's my dreams and all. For she is the loveliest of them all. For she is the loveliest of them all. I have journeyed across the ocean. Don't think it'll be a one-way trip to this place they call the old country. I'm going to take a trip by plane or by ship and surrender to her call, my heart, my dreams, my heart. For she is the loveliest of them all. For she is the loveliest of them all. I'm going to take a trip by plane or by ship. I'll surrender to her call, my heart, my dreams and all. For she is the loveliest of them all. For she is the loveliest of them all.
After Eddie Biggins was Giant's Dance with Crib of Peaches, Pretty Peg, and Liam's Lark from their album Giant's Dance. Then came the Beer Mats with a new single, The Trip. Now, July 28th marks the 10-year anniversary of the Irish and Celtic Music podcast. And I was really hoping to put together some big promotion to celebrate 10 years. Can you imagine? 10 years of podcasting. This podcasting didn't start till 2004, and I started this podcast in the summer of 2005. It's just incredible to think about it. This is one of the first podcasts that ever came online. Just think about that for a moment. And one of the ones that's the longest running ones, since most of them don't make it past, 10 episodes. So I really want to do a big 10-year anniversary. The problem is that if you read in the Celtic Music magazine, I ran out of time. I don't have enough time to even put together this show since I'm taking care of my 4-year-old daughter and now my infant, Nara, who was born 5 weeks ago. So that means that if anything's going to happen, it's going to be on you. And I am giving you permission to help make this a big event. You can head on over to our Facebook group and start talking with other people. Brainstorm any wild or crazy ideas, things that you think would be really cool to happen, and then, make them happen. You can talk to me about it as well. I'm going to be paying attention to what's happening in the Facebook group. But I'd really love to see some cool things. I mean, what can we do to really make this a big event? Well, that's where I need your help. If you can do that, I would really appreciate it. And you could start by sending a comment to the podcast. Email CelticPodcast@gmail.com with a voicemail message, or call 678-KELTPOD to leave a voicemail message at 678-235-8763, or visit CelticMusicPodcast.com to post a comment in the show notes. All right, let's get back to the music. We're going to rock it back up since I've got the whole Celtic invasion of Cornwall and Camelot going on. I thought it was very appropriate to play Heather Dale, her album, The Trial of Lancelot. This is Mordred's Lullaby. It's also on my compilation, The Secret World of Celtic Rock. I found this song years ago on mp3.com. Absolutely loved it. It's still brilliant, and I have tons of people who say the same thing. So if she has another album out called Green Knight. So go check her out, heatherdale.com.
Gave you fame. When I walked into the bar that first night, strung out from the road, wasn't sure what I would find. You sat down with my guitar and you opened up your soul. You were singing the old songs. You were singing the old songs. The first song that you sang me, about a horse that stood so high, and the sorrow of a lonely man watching true love ride on by. We made the rounds of every old song we could both recall, as our voices intertwined. With every word sung, I felt the crumbling of the wall. We were singing the old songs. We were singing the old songs. But then the sun, it came up to light my way back home. But I'm never alone when I'm singing the old song. See why Hemingway came here to find his muse. Something deep inside this town gives meaning to your blues. You found your common ground and the love that makes it real. It's a gift so many never find. You're a long way from the Falls Road, but you found a better deal. Keep singing the old song. Keep singing the old song. Keep singing the old song. Keep singing the old song.
to the radio, 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 radio.
That will last forevermore.
After Heather Dale came full circle with Neil Anderson with Belfast Girl from their album Wrath Kelter and Friends, Celtic Pink Ribbon Project. Then came Celtic Cross with Water's Edge from Saoirse's Heart. And finally, the Ne'er-do-wells with Meet Me Back in Ireland from their self-titled debut album. All right, if you enjoy the show, then subscribe to our Celtic Music Magazine. This is our free newsletter and your guide to the latest Celtic music and podcast news. Subscribe today to download 34 Celtic MP3s for free. Remember to support the artists who support this podcast. That's super important. Buy their CDs, download their MP3s, see their shows, and drop them an email to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. We're going to finish up the show with Steel Clover. This is Dunmore Lassies from their new album, Take the Crown. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a wonderful week. Talk to you soon. Sláinte. The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is produced by Mark Dundee, Celt Father. To subscribe, go to iTunes or to our website, where you can become a patron of the podcast for as little as $1 per episode. You can post feedback in the show notes at CelticMusicPodcast.com or email me, music@CelticMusicPodcast.com.